Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
Praise God, my doubts are settled. And I know that my God is real. God is an awesome God. Hello? God is a miraculous God. And I honor him today in this holy place. Won't you just rest your seat for a moment? Rest your seat for a moment. Can't you just raise your hands for a moment? Can you not even pay attention to your neighbor that might be so distracting right now? How about just closing your eyes and raise your hands and open your mouth and tell God, I thank you. Open your mouth and said, Lord, I thank you. Come on, come on, hold them up, hold them up. Said, Lord, I thank you that I'm able to stand. Lord, I thank you that I'm able to hold up my hands. Lord, I thank you that I'm able to speak. So that I can say thank you. I thank you that I'm pain free. I thank you that I am disease free. I thank you because I'm in my right mind. I thank you for there is no God like you. A God that looked beyond my faults, beyond my wretchedness, and see my need. Lord, I thank you. Now put those hands together and give him praise. Before you take your seat, I want you to be able to say, Lord, I am about to sit down, and I thank you that I am able to do that. Let's see if you can do that. You see, you will never understand how great it is to stand until you cannot stand. You'll never be able to know how great it is to hold up your hands until you can't hold it up. You'll never be able to understand how great it is to sit down until you can't sit down. I had a little bit of pain this week. Pain that makes you think about how you're going to make your move. Now that the pain is gone, Doc, Turn to a neighbor and say, I'm grateful to be in the presence of God. If you're listening to me by way of the airwave, take out your phone and call somebody and let them know I'm grateful that I'm able to call you. And they might think that you're crazy. Let them know you're not crazy. I'm just grateful. Which now bring me to the word. The word is not my will, but thy will, O Lord. Not my will, but thy will, O Lord. I want for those of you that have smartphones with note, take it out and pull up your note. Those of you that have iPod, pull up your note. And those of you that don't travel with those electronic devices, get you a piece of paper, because today I want to leave some substance with you. Not my will, but thy will be done. Can I break that down for you? Lord, I surrender. You are. Come on and say amen. Amen. I know what I would like to do. I know where I would like to go. Nonetheless, I trust you more than I trust myself. So don't pay attention to my will. Let your will for my life be done. Come on, somebody, and say amen. Everyone has dreams, goals, and plans for a better tomorrow. The question is, do you have tomorrow? Is tomorrow promised to you? Not a neighbor, it's a neighbor. Your tomorrow could very well be your today. Come on and say amen. I don't know about tomorrow. All I know is that I have this moment and I am going to seize this moment. Somebody bless God. I don't know about tomorrow, so I'm going to believe God with every fiber of my being. Somebody shout today. How many of you know that God knows you? Not a neighbor and say, neighbor, God know you. Come on, look at somebody else and say, neighbor, God knows every strand of hair that is on your head. Come on, say, seen and unseen. Because some of us are bald-headed, you know, like my husband. But God knows every follicle. Come on and bless God. Come on and bless God. In the book of Jeremiah 1 and the verse 5, listen to what God said to Jeremiah. Before I formed you, before I formed you. So then it is a fact. They said that the sperm that contains the male child has a different shape from the one that contains the female child. Hello? Before I formed you, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. Simple means that before you even enters your mother's womb, God knows you. Before thou comest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you and I ordained you. Tell somebody, I might be appointed, but I was ordained from the womb. I brought that verse to you. I want you to write that down. Did you write that down? Because sometimes we think that God don't know us. He knows you. He formed you. Come on now. And that's why when we are sick, we trust him with us to heal us. Because he formed us. Come on and say amen. He knows us. So if he knows us, then it's okay for us to say, I don't want to do what I want to do. I want to do what you want to do with me. Come on and say amen. The truth of the matter is, what I wanted to do was to be a reggae star. But before he formed me, he knew me. And he had already ordained me. Come on and shout amen. We don't always want to do what God wants to do with us. Because his ways are not our ways, and neither is his thoughts our thoughts. I want you to repeat after me. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. All things. And that's why the earlier speaker said, you must be rooted and grounded. Because what? All things work together for good. Your pain is going to work for your good. You can't see the good in it, but go through it. You won't be able to see the good until you complete the process. All things. Anybody have trouble in here? Anybody have any trouble out there? All things work together for your good. Nudge a neighbor and said, you can do this. It is good for you. Come on, tell somebody. I know it may be like bitter herbs, but it is good for you. Come on, tell somebody it's going to make you stronger. Or tell somebody else it's going to make you better. Here's another one I want you to write down. I want you to write down Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and the verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time. To every purpose under the sun. To everything there is a season. Tell somebody, my trouble is only for a season. You see the fact that we're able to walk and talk right now? Do you know that it's only for a season? Stand up, old guy. Hold me. Not so tight. Don't break me. Just hold me. Okay? You see, sometimes your hand have a little bit of shake in it, yeah? When you were 15, it was not like that. When you were 35, it was not like that. Huh? But as you get older, hello? As you get older, hello? So you see, while it is not shaking so bad and you can still feed yourself, be grateful. Every time you lift your hand to put it to your mouth, say, God, I'm grateful. I'm not being fed by someone. I am grateful because everything under the sun lasts for a season. Now look at a neighbor and say, my trouble is only for a season. And that's why when goodness comes, you've got to hold on to it, because everything, Lord help me, Holy Ghost, your health, boy, is only for a season. Your good looks, I'm talking to all the pretty girls in here and all the pretty girls out there, it is only for a season. And that's why you're going to have to make sure that if somebody's going to tell you that they love you, make sure that it's real love. Because one of these days, baby girl, you won't be able to do those eyebrows so straight. You know, I love old people. I see some little old ladies sometimes, and the eyebrow is not straight. But you know what? They're not going out without it. Sometimes it's all the way almost down over the on top of the eye, but a sister still doing her little thing. Still trying to look cute. Come on and bless God. Every time you try to draw a pencil across your brow, you better thank God that you're able to do that straight. Also, you see the little things we take for granted? You see the little things that we don't pay attention to? You've been able to go to the bathroom on your own. You better be thankful. Because it's for a season. One day, sweetie girl, you're going to get old. That's why you have to be nice to these little kids. so they don't kick away your walking stick. Come on, and bless God. Come on, and bless God. I tell you that I'm leaving some substance with you. I want you to write down Isaiah 58 and the verse 11. Put that on the screen for me. Isaiah 58 and the verse 11. I'll read until it get there. And the Lord shall guide thee continually. I'm talking about not my will, but God's will. When you give God your will and take on his will, he is going to guide you continually. When you're 90, God still hold your right hand, my brother. When you're 90, you don't have any Alzheimer's. You're 90. And this little young man come and said, Elder Kirk, where in the Bible do I find the Lord shall guide thee continually? You said, son, it is found in Isaiah 58 and the verse 11. You may doze off. Come on, ask me how I know this. My daddy was 90 years old before he passed away. But any time of the night you called him and you said, Dad, where do I find X, Y, Z? Let me tell you something, he never fails. Come on and bless God. God shall guide thee. Somebody shout, continually. Everyone need to be signing up now. Said, Lord, what can I do? Lord, I give you my will. Come on, come on. Said, Lord, 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 I give you all of me. And satisfy, I love this. And satisfy thy soul in drought. Simply means in the famine. God is going to take care of you. Come on and bless God. So do you freak out when the economy is out of whack? No, you just turn to Isaiah 58 and said, the Lord shall guide me continually, and the Lord shall satisfy my soul in drought. Listen, listen. And make fat my bones, and you shall be like a watered garden. So your neighbor that don't give their will over to God is going to look at you and said, man, you look so good. And you said, God be praised. Because you look like a watered garden. And you're coming out every day and you're still looking good. I don't care if all you got to eat is a couple of crackers. Those crackers are going to make, going to give you good skin. Come on, come on, come on, come on. And you're not going to lose any weight. Because God shall make your bones fat. Don't you want to trade? Anybody want to trade? And like a spring of water, whose water waters fail not. Just one verse. Write it down. I want you to take it home. And I want you to let it marinate. Because it's going to be good for your soul. Isaiah 40, 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Psalms 37, 23 said, the step of a good man are ordered by God. Come on, tell somebody, get good, get good, get good. Come, I said, tell your neighbor, get good. So that your steps can be ordered. So when those little youngsters come in to trick you and take away your finances, hello? Come on now. God, order your steps and let you know that it is not God's will. It's a trick. Come on and say amen. Amen. Come on and bless God. The step of a good man. Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 2:9. Are you writing? 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Hello? You can only turn over your will into God's will when you love God. And ears have not heard. God has some good things prepared for you, but you've got to love God. You've got to surrender your will almost finished. Listen to Psalms 32:8. Are you writing? I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eyes. No, not your neighbor and say, rest in the Lord. Did you just hear that? I will instruct thee. I will guide thee. Where are we in the predicament that we're in? Lack of good instructions. Lack of guidance. Hello? But God said, if you love me, and if you put your will into my hand and take on my will, I will instruct you. I'm going to tell you when to pull out of the stock market. And I'm going to tell you when to cancel that doctor's appointment. Come on now. I'm going to lead you to the right car that is suitable for you. I will choose the right home for you. I will choose the right wife for you. I will choose the right husband for you. Isaiah 43, 18 through 19. And I love this one. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. In other words, don't sit here saying, you know, she spoke about when people were 15 years old and now I'm in my 60s and 70s and things is going downhill for me. Don't think about that. Give God your will now, and all of these blessings shall come upon you. I wish somebody would praise God. Don't start looking back and say, oh, you know, if I had my life to live all over again, I would make some better decisions. Don't think about that. Think about now. Last but not least, put on the screen for me Jeremiah 29 and the verse 11. Put that in your notes. And I'm pulling down the curtain with this one. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil. Come on, nudge your neighbor and say, she's talking about me. To give you an expected end. If you are alive and if you're under the hearing of my voice, that means you are not dead. And the end has not yet come. Come on, look at a neighbor and tell a neighbor, my end shall be great. Not my will, but thy will be done.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOD in the Raw. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter, and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away. As wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory.
Until it was a
Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer. But this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my ransom. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer.
But this I know with all my heart, his wounds have paid my rent.
Set your spirit free. Have you ever watched a sunrise and felt you could not breathe? What if it's him? What if it's God speaking? Have you ever cried a tear that you could not explain? Have you ever a stranger who already knew your name? What if it's him? What if it's God speaking? Who knows how we'll get a hold of us, get our attention to prove it is enough. What if he's somehow involved? What if he's speaking through it all?